Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, June 13th. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. It's your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. On today's edition, preparing for the healthcare exchange, Minneapolis gets ready for ranked choice voting in a mayoral election, and another Republican candidate enters the 6th district race. Minnesota officials say the state's new online health insurance marketplace, MinSure, will have a call-in center, which will be up and running in September, a month before the marketplace goes live. Elizabeth Stowicki reports.
The call center will begin operating September 3rd. Staffers will answer questions about different insurance options, enrollment procedures, and choices. MinSure's Executive Director April Todd-Malmlove says the aim is to provide one initial contact for consumers, regardless if they have questions about government coverage, such as Medicaid, or private coverage.
MinSure will have a 1-800 number that everyone can go to. It's one common front door, so not a different place for public programs or private or any of those questions. One common front door.
Todd-Malmlove says the goal is to help consumers find answers to their questions on average in about 2 minutes. More than 1 million Minnesotans are expected to use MinSure to enroll in health care coverage. Elizabeth Stowicki, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Minneapolis city elections officials want to make this fall's election go more smoothly than it has in the past. The plans revealed yesterday focus on reducing wait times at polling places, increasing voter education efforts, and reducing the amount of time it will take to count the ballots. Brant Williams reports.
Last November, in a presidential election year, voters faced long lines at several city polling places, and some waited in line only to find out they were in the wrong place after some precinct boundaries were redrawn. Assistant City Clerk Grace Wachlerowitz says this fall, more poll workers will be assigned to each site. She says the presence of additional staff will give judges more time to concentrate on their primary duties.
This will give them an opportunity to focus strictly on poll management, assist voters where they need to, answer questions, manage the lines. That will be their sole responsibility, is management.
City elections officials expect a higher than normal turnout in November, with a hotly contested mayor's race on the ballot and several competitive city council races. Wachlerowitz says the city is also planning a vigorous voter education effort to make sure people know where they're supposed to vote and to also familiarize them with the city's relatively new voting system. This fall will be the second election using ranked choice voting, also called instant runoff voting. The system allows voters to select a first, second, and third choice. In 2009, the first city election using the system, it took more than 2 weeks to hand count the ballots. Elections officials had to do that because the voting machines were not certified to tally multiple choice votes. However, City Clerk Casey Carl says this fall, the city plans to use new machines with software designed to streamline the process. Carl says the new software will be able to export the multiple choice selections into a computer spreadsheet, a task that had to be done by hand in 2009.
What the export file will allow us to do is to skip two phases, the hand count and the data entry, which are, by the way, the most timely and the most expensive.
Carl says the version of the software that includes the feature has not yet received the necessary state certification, but believes it will be by fall. However, Carl says additional software components, like the one that would allow workers to skip the most time-consuming tasks, can't be certified by federal or state authorities because there are no federal or state standards to hold them to. He says the city will ask an independent organization to test the software components.
And that way we are getting additional assurance for our voters and for the city that, yes, the use of these new enhancements that are available in version 5.1 have been tested and found to be completely operational according to our specifications.
Carl says if the new software program and its new features are approved, election results may be ready in a few days, not a few weeks, as was the case 4 years ago. Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
Another Republican candidate has entered the 6th District race for Congress. Anoka County Commissioner Rhonda Sivaraja announced her campaign yesterday at an auto repair shop in Ham Lake. She joins Tom Emmer in the GOP contest to replace Michelle Bachmann, who is not seeking re-election next year. Emmer announced last week that he's running. Sivaraja said she will seek the party endorsement but hasn't ruled out running in a primary. During a brief speech, Sivaraja described herself as a conservative with a record of accomplishments.
We need someone who will actually fight to get things done, who will make our conservative principles a reality. Washington is full of people who talk and talk and talk, but we need to send people there who can actually deliver real results.
Sivaraja, who lives in Lino Lakes, is a former candidate for lieutenant governor. She was Marty Seifert's running mate in 2010. Seifert lost the GOP endorsement to Tom Emmer. I called Rhonda Sivaraja and asked her why she thinks she's the best candidate in the 6th District.
Well, certainly I think if you take a look at my track record, I have a history of being able to actually take our conservative principles and put them into action and actually deliver results. When I came on to the Anoka County Board of Commissioners, I came on as a minority of one, was able to turn that board around, and so we have a five-member majority right now. And under my leadership, we've been able to reduce taxes for 2 years in a row. We have been able to reduce our debt, as well as implement a number of innovative reforms in order to make county government more efficient. And so there's lots of people that want to talk about doing things, but I've actually done them and have a record of accomplishment.
And what will be your top issues as you campaign and assuming you win as you go on to Washington? What do you want to get done?
You know, well, certainly I think that the debt is of great concern. I look at we're nearing a $17 trillion deficit. Every man, woman, and child in the United States, $53,000 that they're responsible for. And so I'm very concerned about the debt and making sure that we get that under control. You know, I look at, you know, my husband is an immigrant and came to this nation because it offered a lot of freedom, hope, and opportunity. And with the growing debt and erosion of our freedoms, you know, I don't think that our children are going to enjoy the same bright future that other generations have been able to enjoy.
You said a minute ago, and you said yesterday when you announced that Washington is full of people who talk, and, you know, it's time to get things done. A lot of people heard that comment as kind of a shot at Tom Emmer. Is that the way it was intended?
Well, I don't think it's a shot at Tom Emmer at all, but I do think if you take a look at the records, I have a record of actually getting things done. I'm not somebody who goes out there and talks about what I'm going to do. I put my head down and actually get the hard work done to make sure that it can come to fruition. You know, and that's the way I was brought up. Brought up in a family of three girls, and my dad was gone much of the time because he sailed on the Great Lakes. And so we learned to just pitch in and get the job done. And, again, that's what I've been able to accomplish. And I would just ask people to take a look at the difference in the record.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he is the other candidate in the race, Tom Emmer. Do you think his job for the past couple of years as a radio show host makes that talk message hit home a little more while you've been working on the county board?
Well, I think, you know, certainly I will leave that up to the political pundits out there to determine, who has the record of accomplishment versus maybe talking about things. You know, it's very easy to talk about what we should do. It's much more difficult to actually get things done. And I was able to do that not only in the majority, which I'm in now, but as I mentioned yesterday, even when I was in the minority, I was still able to get things done. And I think you have to take a look at being able to do that no matter what situation you're in, whether at the local level or at the national level. You know, there are areas in which obviously, there are huge disagreements from one side to the other. But I think there are issues in which people actually do agree. And sometimes you need to look and focus on those areas and see what you can get accomplished as well. So, like I said, easy to talk about things, much more difficult to get things accomplished.
I know you were asked about this yesterday. There's it's shaping up to be an endorsement battle here. Have you thought any more about whether you would go on to a primary if you don't get the endorsement?
You know, right at this point, I'm just really focused on seeking the endorsement and talking to delegates and earning their support. And so, you know, as I move ahead, that's what I'm going to be focused on, is building a ground game, focusing on talking to delegates and meeting with donors. That's really where the campaign is headed at this point in time. And, you know, we'll make other decisions in the months ahead.
A lot of people say that the 6th District is pretty safe Republican territory. Do you think the Republican candidate will win, or does a Democrat have a chance in this district?
You know, I certainly think that it is a safe Republican district. That being said, I think that we can also have a very positive impact with the right candidates in the 6th District, not only down the ticket for those House members who are up for election, but more importantly, up the ticket as well. If you can have someone running for the 6th District that is able to perform just a little better than what they should perform, that has a positive impact on the governor's race and the Secretary of State's race and all of those other statewide races. And I think that's something that delegates need to be looking at and be concerned about.
And you will be pointing that out to them, I'm sure, as you talk to them.
Absolutely. And I think if you take a look at the district that I currently represent, certainly is a Republican-leaning district. That being said, I have been able to garner the support of independents as well as conservative Democrats. I have a couple of areas in my district that are much more DFL-leaning, but I've been able to gain their support because I find those areas in which we agree and try to advance those things on their behalf and be a representative that listens. I don't necessarily agree with everything, and they may not agree with me, but the fact that I'm willing to take the time to listen and become educated on what their point of view is, I think that people respect that.
Well, it's certainly shaping up to be a fascinating campaign, and we'll keep an eye on it.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thanks so much, Rhonda Sivaraja, for talking to me.
Thank you, and have a fantastic day. It's a beautiful, sunny day out there.
Anoka County Commissioner and newly announced candidate for Congress in the 6th District, Rhonda Sivaraja. That's your Polycast for this Thursday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.